You're listening to the Daily Mishnah Podcast with Benedict.
So yesterday we learned three Mishnayot where Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer believe a woman about the circumstances of her virginity or the father or possibly her relationships, and Rabbi Yehoshua disagrees. We learned three of these Mishnayot. And the final one described a situation where she was seen with someone in the marketplace. Ra'uhu mudaberet imechad. She was talking to someone. There's clearly a sexual connotation here. And some texts, the printed texts, actually say in the marketplace. The next Mishnah. So now we're in the ninth Mishnah of the first chapter. Actually sharpens this case and begins. It's a carbon copy Mishnah, but with a slightly different scenario. Aitam uberet. So she was pregnant. So now, when she's seen speaking to someone in the market, she could perhaps have said, look, I didn't have a relationship. But in this situation, she's pregnant. So she's not able to make that statement. And yet she replies in exactly the same way. Aitam uberet, she was pregnant. And they ask, Mativo shela ubar hazeh. What sort of a fetus is this? And she replies, Me'ish ploni vechohen hu. And she replies, he's from so-and-so, ish ploni, and he's a kohen. In other words, not just the child is a kohen, but she is permitted to marry into the priesthood, and the status of the child is okay. And Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer say she's believed. And Rabbi Yehoshua repeats exactly the same statement that he made in the previous three Mishnayot. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, lo mipiha anu chayim. We don't live by her mouth. We don't take the evidence of the mother. Eila harezo b'cheskat mu'uberet min natin u'mamzer. She's presumed to become pregnant from a natin or a mamzer. In other words, someone who's not Jewish or who's himself the product of a forbidden relationship. Ad shetavi ra'aya litvareha, until she brings proof for her statement. So Rabbi Yehoshua makes exactly the same claim. And interestingly, Rabbi Yehoshua is not only casting doubt on the ability of the mother to marry into the priesthood, but of course, if the child is the offspring of a mamzer, the child himself can't marry anyone else except for a mamzer. So Rabbi Yehoshua's statement really raises really difficult questions. But just like the previous three Mishnayot, so this is the fourth now in a row, the halakha goes according to Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. We believe the woman. But, and there's now a twist. So this chapter of the Mishnah will close with the 10th Mishnah, with a maaseh, with a story, and the Gemara takes this story to reduce, let's say, to narrow the scope of the halacha which Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer are articulating. So let's hear the story. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Maaseh b'tinochet sheyarda l'malot mina ein venenasa. So it once happened that a tinochet, this is a young girl, and I think it's presumed to be someone who can't. It's a young girl. Well, we'll talk about her ability to give evidence. A young girl. She ardula malot mina ein venenasa. So she went down to draw water from a spring and she was raped. And the Mishnah doesn't record actually what she says. So I think the presumption is either she doesn't know who raped her, because she may well not know, right? She's attacked by somebody. She can't know who attacked her. Or maybe the presumption is that she can't give evidence. It's not quite clear. But at any rate, we don't have any, we don't have any, she has no voice in this discussion. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Im rov ha'ir masin lichuna, harei zot tinase lichuna. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, if most of the inhabitants of the town marry into the priesthood, in other words, that means that most of the inhabitants of the town's wives or daughters can marry into the priesthood, harei zot tinase lichuna, this one can marry into the priesthood. I.e., that if she's been raped by some kind of random guy, from the town, we assume that he's not a, we just go with the statistical majority. We assume that the father of this child didn't make her ineligible to marry a Kohen. She can marry into the priesthood. And the Gemara relates actually that this happened in Sipori, which is a famous town in the Galilee. You can still go to Sipori and see the ruins there. It's a rabbinic, and it's mentioned the Talmud in the Mishnah at Sipori. And the Talmud relates this happened in Sipori at a time when wagons were passing, but most of the wagon passing people were kasherim, were so to speak kosher people. So in other words, not only the majority of the town, but the majority of the passers-by were kosher. And the Rambam in his Mishneh Torah makes the following comment about the halachot that we've just learned. You know, we've just learned that generally we believe the woman, she can marry into the priesthood. But then he narrows. Bamed varim amorim, what are we talking about? What are we talking about here? We're talking about a place where she was on a thoroughfare, or she was in a carriage in the fields where people passed by, and most of the passers-by were ksherim. And most of Verov Ha'ir Sheparshu Elu Ha'ovrim Mimenu Ksherim, and most of the inhabitants of the city from which they departed were Ksherim. Shehachamim Asum Ale Bichusin Vehitzrichu Shnei Rubot. Because the sages elevated the standards required with regard to lineage and required two majorities. In other words, a majority of the passers-by and a majority of the town. And so it seems as if Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer do believe the woman, but the Gemara or the Halacha comes back, you know, it comes back later and it shrinks. It shrinks the extent to which we believe the woman. And the Halacha essentially is, if she's already married to a Kohen, we don't make a divorcer. But l'chatrila, in the first instance, she shouldn't marry a Kohen. And that is the closure of the first chapter of Ketubot. And in the second chapter, we're going to learn more and more halachot about belief and testimony and when people are believed, actually both men and women, and what the various motivations and situations are.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Daily Mishnah Podcast with Benedict.